Let us come down to the floor in Dandasana so that we can experience our mountain pose in a seated position. Just like Tadasana being the foundation for all of our standing asanas, Dandasana is the foundation for all of our seated poses. As you sit comfortably, be sure that you sit on a little bit of height if this is helpful. A folded blanket or a pillow, just to prop your tailbone a bit, allows you to keep the pelvis tilted slightly forward so that you don't roll back onto the coccyx. As we move into Dandasana, extend your legs fully forward, pressing backs of knees toward the earth, reaching toward the wall ahead with the soles of your feet, toes upright. Bring your hands alongside your body, palms to the earth, or heels of hands elevated slightly on that blanket that you're sitting on to prevent significant bending of the wrists. Fingers are forward. Trunk is lifting up from pelvis, crown of head reaching toward the stars. Notice even in this tall, seated posture, your breath is fully open. You're breathing deeply and mindfully down into the base of your lungs. Release your hands without letting the posture slump, bringing them to your thighs. Roll your shoulders forward, up towards your ears, around and down, lifting your heart center and breathing with happiness. Slide your right hand under your right knee, drawing it towards you, and cross your right ankle on top of your left thigh for a few ankle rolls. Revolve the foot in one direction two or three times, and then reverse. Relax your foot. Bring your right elbow into the crease of your right knee, palms together in front of your chest, and extend forward, lengthening your trunk from tailbone through crown. Notice the back of your spine remains evenly lengthened. Don't allow your chin to collapse or your trunk to roll forward. Extend and breathe. If comfortable, lift your knee gently against your elbow to activate your outer hip flexors. When it's time, release the knee. Gather the right foot into the left hand, wrist, potentially elbow. Wrap right arm around the knee and rock open the hip, breathing and moving at your own capacity. Extend the right leg, supporting it with both hands, or use a strap around ball of foot, little toe. Hold both ends of the strap in your right hand, extending the leg fully. Inhale, leg out to the right, watching it go fondly. Then bring it back, supporting the leg in both hands. Flex the foot and feel the length throughout the back of the leg. Relax the foot, and now that we've lengthened it, notice you can raise it up a little closer to your chest. Flex once again, and now while extending through the heel, release the leg, slowly working it down. Perhaps you can lower it on its own, but if need be, use your hands to support it all the way down. Once the leg reaches the earth, take a moment to relax it completely and experience that contrast between tension and relaxation. Let's repeat with the other side. Slide your left hand under your left knee, draw it toward you. Cross the left ankle on top of the right leg for a few ankle rolls, going first one way, then the other. Relax the foot. Place your left elbow along the inner left knee, palms together at chest level, and extend forward, reaching ahead toward the wall with the crown of your head, keeping the back evenly lengthened. Lift up just a bit against your elbow with your left knee so that you can feel that external hip flexor extension. Relax the knee and elbow. Take hold of the left foot in the right hand, wrist, forearm or elbow. Left arm around the knee, rock open the hip, breathing happily. Extend the leg, support it with both hands, or use a strap around ball of foot, little toe, both ends this time in the left hand. You can use your right hand for balance as you extend the leg out to the side, watching it go. Bring it back and support it again with two hands as you flex the foot, drawing toes towards your body. Relax the foot, see if you can draw the leg a little closer. Flex it again. Keep extending through the heel and slowly lower, working it down. Use your hands to lower it if you have any inkling that your back might appreciate the support. And once the leg is down, completely relax it and experience length and extension throughout your whole back body. Scoot a little forward now on your mat so you have room to lie back. And as you come down onto your back, draw the knees in close, hugging them in, rocking back and forth from side to side. Continue hugging in the right knee as you extend the left leg back in Dandasana. Feel the left sole as it reaches forward toward the wall ahead. Inhale, exhale, chin toward chest. Inhale, exhale, nose to right knee. Then relax your head back. Bend the left knee, hugging both knees close, rocking back and forth, side to side. And then transfer both hands to the left knee while extending the right leg straight, sole reaching out toward the wall ahead. Keep hugging the left knee close as you extend the right leg. Inhale, exhale, chin toward chest. Inhale, exhale, nose toward knee. Relax your head back. And bend the right knee. Draw both knees in close, sliding arms this time between thighs and calves. Once again, lift your chin toward your chest so your whole back body rounds. Release the knees and roll onto your right side. Let your head rest on your right upper arm that could be folded or a small pillow. And feel your breath and the awakening of your entire spine from sacrum through crown.